Good morning, everybody. Okay, so we're busy with the different shittas of Betochen. We saw yesterday the two main shittas we're dealing with that we mentioned, shittas Chovas HaLevavos, Shaarei Teshuvah, the Rebbeinu Yonah, the level of Betochen a person can reach where everything he requests will be delivered. He can get it whatever he wants, okay? The second level of betochen, that's where his menucha comes from. The yishuv adas and the menucha, which is the mahut, the essence of betochen, which is yishuv adas, menuchas hanefesh, that comes from knowing that he's on a darga of betochen, that he'll get whatever he needs. The second level, Rashi, tomim tihim Hashem Elokecha, is not that you'll get whatever you want, but that you understand, you realize, you recognize that whatever you get is good for you. You put yourself into Hashem's hands, tomim tihim. Like a baby with a mother. Everything that's happening, so that's the second level. That's the little we were talking about. And we saw these two shittas brought down in the two Gemaras, same Gemaras, just a slightly different gear. So the one in Sanhedrin and the one in Chulin. We saw there the two Lashonis which give rise to these two shittas in Betochen. So there's no machalikas here between the Chovas HaLevavos and Rashi. There's just different facets of this diamond. The Betochen, if you want to, for well-worn marshal, it's a diamond. And it's got lots of facets. And a person has to know which facet to use, when and how. That's the bottom line of Betochen. We'll see as we go through. You need to know which is your. I just want to do this here. Which is your Betochen, which is appropriate for you, which is appropriate for the times, different situations. Person has to know where he's holding. The first level of the Chovas HaLevavos in Etzem is not really shaykh to us because we're not Baalei Betochen. But each person at his level where he is has certain aspects where you can connect to that. We'll see. That's Monday night stuff. Anyway, that's not for now. So I'm going right on Kuf Samach Hei. Says like this. V'kach limdunu chazal. It's a yalkut. Very, very nice yalkut. There's a lot you can do with this yalkut. We're going to take out one aspect of it, but there's a lot of stuff in this yalkut. Azoi. Maisa hayade b'kisorin. There was a story in Kisorin. I assume that's Caesarea, Kisaria, which was the seat of the Roman rulership. Hayasham ish godol, v'haya lo shem b'medina. V'haya shem ish acher, v'haya shem ra medina oivrim. Motzach sanya echad, tapsu. They found this guy, and the soldiers came past, and they captured him. V'amalem, anichuni, ben beisi shel melech chani. Have mercy on me, because I'm a ben bais of the melech. I'm mishpocha of the king. You better be careful. Because they heard that he was they didn't take him and kill him straight away. He's mishpocha of the melech. So they kind of left him alone. And they watched him until the morning, until they can take him to the king and see what the story is. So they bring him to the king. We found a member of your mishpocha, your family, yesterday. Amrulo bni atama kiroti. So the king says to this guy, of course the king doesn't know this guy, he's never seen him in his life before. He says, "You know me, who are you?" Amrulo v'eichata ben beisi. So how are you a member of my household? Amrulo b'vakasha mimcho. Eini ben beischo. I apologize, your holy worship, whatever you call a king, your royal highness or whatever. Adoni Amelech, I'm sorry, you're right, but I'm not a member of your household. But I trusted you. Had I not told the soldiers that I was a member of your household, they would have beaten me. So I trusted you. That I told him, I trust in you. I put my trust in you that you remember I'm a member of your household, and because of that, they didn't beat me. Because you trusted me, I'll have mercy on you, I'll let you go. Kach David Omom. That's what David says. This is Yalkut, okay? I told you, the Yalkut's Modman Yed. You know, it's 50 kashas on this Yalkut. But what he's trying to take out of this is what David HaMelech says. Elokai b'cho b'tachti. B'shvil she'b'tachti b'cho al yal tzu'oivai li. Because I trusted in you, don't let my enemies override me. Overcome me, whatever you want to translate that as. That's the vort. The because I trust in you, that's what gives me, that's what creates, that's what generates the rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It answers a little bit, not totally. We had the question yesterday, how can a Rosh, we're not asking how can a Rosh have betochen, but we're saying if a Rosh has betochen, if you want to see how Rosh can have betochen, I reminded myself yesterday of the famous story which we've heard here in this Vaad 1,000 times maybe, about Menashe. We'll see maybe, Reb Shmuel, you asked yesterday. I'm not saying how a Rosh can have betochen, but I'm saying how you see that a Rosh, a Kosh Bor, can have mercy on him because of the betochen. Because you trust me, hey, because of that. So then, yeah, then I'm prepared to let you go. This guy doesn't deserve mercy from the Melech. He got caught by the cops. He was doing something wrong. He lied. And the truth is that the king doesn't have to give mercy on him. Why did he have mercy on him? Because you trust me. That means you know that I'm the king. It's like a coronation. You recognize that I'm the boss. If you recognize I'm the boss, so fine, then I'll have mercy on you. Not that, well, I don't acknowledge your rulership, Mr. King. You know, you can't tell me what to do. No, you're the king. And the only reason why I made that lie to tell you that tell the soldiers that I'm part of your household is because I trusted in you, because who else am I going to trust? And they would have killed me otherwise. As because of the betochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on us. That could be the maisa, that could be, I don't know, I'm going to say it again. If you want to fall asleep, you've heard it so many times, tell me, but I never get enough of this maisa. This maisa for me is, I heard this from a Pinkus the first time, that's all. And I've never had enough. I can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of this maisa. The more I tell it, the more I hear it, the more it gives me chizuk. You know, Menashe ben Chizkiyahu HaMelech was an untold Rosh. I mean, we have no words of describing what a Rosh he was. He killed his own grandfather, Yeshaya Novi. It says the bloods of Yerushalayim flowed with blood. It was the blood of Yeshaya Novi that his grandson, Menashe ben Chizkiyahu, killed him. So he was a terrible Rosh. He put up idols everywhere. Whatever Chizkiyahu built, he destroyed and turned upside down. Worshipped every idol worship in the world. Came a time when, you know, everybody has their day. He got captured by Melech Bavel, and they were busy killing him. How were they killing him? They put him in a pot of water, and they were cooking the water. The slow, terrible death. It was getting hotter and hotter, and he was screaming out to all the Avodah Zorahs. One Avodah Zorah after another. He was screaming to them, but obviously no one answered. Yeah, no one's home. So listen to this. He turns around and he says, "Akosh Boch, I've worshipped, I've given to all the Avodah Zorahs and they haven't helped me. And now I'm calling out to you because I have a Messiah from my fathers. And even if the sword is on your neck, yeah, the famous, even if the Tzavarov, even if it's already touching your neck, you don't give up hope. You call to Hashem and he'll save you." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kacha, listen to what he says. "If you save me, then you're a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't save me, then you're like all the Avodah Zorahs. You know better than all the other Avodah Zorahs." This guy's worshipped idol worship his whole life, abandoned Hashem and did untold rishas. Proper rishas. He was a melech. He didn't do rishas like a little guy. It was machtias kol harabi. Yeah. Ein chaylek lalam haba. He was horrific. Yeah. The malachim were so outraged by this taina that they started shutting all the shara shemaim. I don't know what that means, but they were closing all the gates so the tefillah shouldn't go up. What did Hashem do? He carved a tunnel that went past, that bypassed the Shara Shemaim that the tefillahs have to go through, and let the tefillah come up to his Kisei HaKavod, and a big wind came and blew Chizkiyahu HaMelech out of the pot and blew him back to Yerushalayim, and he was saved. That's the Maisa. Okay, so what's Pshatya? Well, what was Menashe's taina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it? And you must know, Menashe wasn't an Amaret. He wasn't, you know, like the, Otpam, like the Rosh in the Haggadah, you know, that looks like, you know, he had earrings and a bone through his nose. No, he was a learned, he was a big man. He wasn't a little guy. He grew up in Chizkiyahu Melech's house. He understood. He knew what was going on. He knew his way around Shulchan Aruch. What was his taina? So Pinchas explained his taina is like this. Because Baruch, if you don't answer me, why aren't you answering me? Because I'm such a big Rosh. Correct? No, that means your mercy is limited. The Mugbal. It might be massive. It might be trillion times enormous, massive, humongous, but it's still limited because you won't help me because I'm such a Rosha. So if that's true, then you aren't any different from the Avodah Zarah because they're also limited. They might be much smaller than you, less powerful than you, less effective than you, but they're also limited. So you're also limited. If you answer me, why do you answer me? Because your rachamim is infinite. It's not mugbal. It's not limited in any way by me, by my rishas. So if I put my trust in you, it means I connect to you, then your infinite mercy will kick in and you'll save me. And if it doesn't, well, then you lock all the avodah zarah. That was his taina. How's it for a taina? V'abotach b'Hashem chesed yisavenu, afilu Rosh HaGomo. Menashe was Rosh HaGomo. Discussion whether he even had a chelek in Olam Haba after he did tshuva. He did tshuva, but the whole discussion there, whether he has a chelek in Olam Haba even after he did tshuva. That's a posh there. So he wasn't an ask guy. You're looking for Rosh HaGomel, that's a pretty good prototype. Aval what? Kosh Bochu was masking to him. That's an unbelievable maisa. That doesn't give you chizuk. it's a moidika maisa. We've heard it here before many times. Any nodding heads there? Baruch, you remember the maisa? Not really. Okay. So Shmuel remembers it for sure. Eli's out there. Yeah, Eli remembers it. Okay, fine. Menashe for sure remembers it. You've heard it from me how many times? I think you've heard that story more times from me than you've made coffee for me, I suppose. Okay. Anyway, no, but that's a Moedikamaisa. Anyway, so that's the vote. Now, we have to understand. Amnam yeshli don b'shita rishoyna, a sover shabatochen mevi li yishuva v'atzol, v'nishal es eshalem, madu she'adam yekabal amas she'lo magiyalo. I don't know if you thought of this question. The first level of betochen. That's not the one we're going to be focusing on for our purposes because we're not holding there. We need to work and develop and practice the second level. But a question is ma'oiriya. According to the first level, whatever person asks for, he'll get. But what happens if Zeloma Gielo? How does he know what he deserves and what he doesn't deserve? But if he asks for it, he's got to get it, even if he doesn't deserve it. Lama, how does that work? How does that? The other kasha? You have the other kasha, otherwise the terrorists are not going to move you. He can get, you can get whatever you want. Going to the store, you can take whatever you want. Who says you deserve it? Hashem only gives you what you deserve. I'm not going to give you something that's not for you. So you're a big Baal B'tochen, and so you get whatever you want. Lama. This is not an easy thing to understand, so you have to break your ears. So we'll use a marshal. Yelet ketan v'shovav imitz latzmoy tachbiv likfotz mimakoymes gavuim. You have a little kid. You have kids like this. Some people usually most families have at least one of these kids. He's a bit of a wilder. He's a bit of a shovav. He's a wild car, and he likes jumping. You know, he jumps off the roof. He jumps off the fridge. He jumps off whatever he can find. Yeah, he finds anything that's above the ground. Ukofetz misham. As v'ayom yeled olah al echad ha'oronot b'beis. So one day he goes onto one of the big cabinets there in the house, very high, very very tall cupboard. U'modeh la'aviv ki hu mitkaven likfotz me'aron. And he tells his father he's going to jump. Look, Abba, I'm going to jump. You know, everybody deserves at least one of those. Okay, so have God boy v'shored miyat. So what does the father do? He tells him, you get down immediately. You know, it's dangerous, come down. The father screaming, you get down, you're going to get hurt. He's jumping. He knows his father loves him. His father's big and strong. If he jumps, his father's not going to let him fall and get hurt. He'll catch him. So what does the father do? He loves his child. He doesn't want his child getting hurt. So what does he do? So what does he do? He goes up to the Oren and he kind of takes him down on his shoulders. So Now, the father might have to, for the son's good, not because he's cross, but in order to protect the son, next time he'll go in there, the father won't be there and he'll fall. So the father, son, maybe have to give him a punishment. That's fine. He'll give you an onesh afterwards because you did what you did, but not out of punishment, out of love, as a prevention. You can understand the betochen like that. Yudi shivatech b'Hashem, sheyase satov avurei. Someone who believes the betochen, what does betochen mean? Betochen doesn't mean you'll get whatever you want. You first have to have betochen, then you get whatever you want. People think that the chovas halavavos betochen means you get whatever you want. Is it all betochen? Betochen means that you know that Hashem will do whatever is good for you. It's not different to Rashi. But the chovas halavavos didn't know that kol ma Hashem says it tov. Whatever Hashem does is for the good. That doesn't change in either of the two shittas of betochen. They're poshut. That has to be. There's no other way to understand that. Nachon, that's poshut. Yeah. So he knows that he's going to do whatever's good for him. He knows he's not going to let me fall, Hashem. He's going to give me whatever I ask for. As a result of this, I'm not being involved properly in the ways of ishtadlus of the world. He's like the child who's jumping off the high cupboard. The kach gam kan beschusa betochen Hashem isbarach yitziloto. Hashem will save him because of his unbelievable betochen. Chovas HaLevavos himself says that there. That if somebody was supposed to make ishtadlus and he didn't, so then one of two things can happen. Either he'll get sick or whatever, depending on what the ishtadlus is, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him and then he'll take away from his schiyot. Yeah, he's talking about a Baal Betochen there. He doesn't do the proper ishtadlus he's supposed to do. He's not talking about someone who's potter from ishtadlus. But the Chovas HaLevavos has different types of people who are potter from ishtadlus. We're not talking about those. Someone who's potter from ishtadlus is somebody who has gone contested by Hashem already. He's completely a tzaddik, and he doesn't waste a minute of his life. He's kulo oved Hashem, not wasting any time. So he is already potter from ishtadlus, and he can go be oisek in avodas Hashem, and in kedusha he doesn't have to worry about ishtadlus. But everybody else, he could be a big baal betochen, but because of his betochen, he just asks Hashem for whatever he wants, and he's going to get it, you know, because Hashem loves him, and Hashem will take care of him. Hashem's not going to get hurt. But he's being mazniach in the mitzvah, not in the mitzvah, the chiyuv, maybe let's call it that, of ishtadlus. So then he's going to have to pay a price. There'll be no inish for that. Okay, that's just there's much more. This is an unbelievable sugya we just discussed. Now we just touched on it, just because we're not going to be dealing with this shita so much. We're going to be dealing with Rashi more, but there's so much there. There's that Mitzvah Hashem will thrash out in the Monday night Vard when we're learning this inside in the Chovas HaLevavos. There's so much. It's beyond fascinating. Well, that's the tamtis of that answer. How, if you have betochen and you just ask for whatever you want, how do you know it's good for you? How do you know you're going to deserve it? Because you also have the betochen in Hashem that whatever he's going to do is good for you. Okay, I told you yesterday the difference between the two sheets is when you start analyzing them and local kach gadol between them. Okay, so ein sofek shemadreges habetochen lefi shita shnia nechsheves lemadreges chassidis gevur yosef. Okay, so if I ask you which level of betochen is a higher level of betochen, the Chovas HaLevavos or Rashi? So the muskel rishon is always the Chovas HaLevavos. On such a high level, you get whatever you want. You know, wow. We'll see, it's not so poshut. It seems that the level of Rashi is a much higher level of betochen, a higher level of what he calls chassidus, than the Chovas HaLevavos. Let's see, let's thresh it out a little bit. V'hine, Yudi oimed al pashas drochim v'shalis ha'shayla, keitza dineg l'maisa. Now, you're standing at a crossroads, and we need to know, how do I conduct myself l'maisa? These are lovely sugyas and shur gets fesel. I love this stuff. But you know, this is wow. But at the end of the day, what do? You have to practice a little bit as well, you know. My derech habetochen adizreshes mimenoi. Which betochen masapai, how am I supposed to conduct myself? Ulechayre pelehu. Shinyan ze hanogeli yusoyda hadas. You mentioned this the other day a few times. it's an absolute pillar. That's something which goes to the foundation of our religion. This is not a side issue. This is not like shatness, you know. This is mamish, the whole Torah is built on this. It's the fundamental, it's the base, it's the fulcrum of all our Yiddishkeit. Lo hoisiru b'yadeinu chachomim. He's going to bring the Meshes Chochmim. Remember, I've been talking about the Meshes Chochmim. He brings it here now. Lo hoisiru b'yadeinu chachomim. Hanichois meduyekes keitzed linhoig bo lamaisa. No one tells you how to conduct yourself. No one tells you how to go. Well, one second. There's a machleikus here. How do, what's psak? How do we pask it? Yeah. So machleikus, you know, on the meat. There's a machleikus, is a trefer or not? So how do we pask it? It's Yosef, the Ramo, what does Mishnah Berurah say? What does Chachmish say? What does Kafachaim say? What does Rav Avadya say? No, the Tochen Af Echad Lo Amar Klum. They just keep sharing and sharing and sharing and sharing, thousands of sharing. Everyone's talking about the Tochen Aval Lamaisa. What do I do now? What's the locha? The Sefer Meshes Chochma, there's a Moedika piece, this Rabbi Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Upo de Dabek. And in Hashem, you will cleave, whatever that means. Itakel Av Shai Lezu Veyeshev Oysa Vezel Shoyne. He asks this question. The Meshes Chochma, the Osamach, here, Meir Simcha from Dvinsk. He asks this question and he answers Azoy. Amlam Ladaiti, he mitzvah practice. Listen carefully here. Listen carefully, especially for you individualists, you know, you guys who like being individualim, which is a good thing to be an individual and be connected to the tzibur. Ish echad, belayv echad. Yeah, Klal Yisrael were ish echad, belayv echad. Why does it say ish echad, belayv echad? You want to tell me that Klal Yisrael was united? Just tell me, Klal Yisrael belayv echad. What's the ish echad, belayv echad? Because you have to be an ish echad, ish meyuchad. You have to be you. You have to be different from everybody else because you have a mission that nobody else has. And then you have to be belayv echad with everybody else. We live in a world today where everybody has to be the same. And if you're not like me, well, then you're either a fanatic or you're a Rosho or you're an Apikairis or you... No, you have to be like me. What? What? You have your job to do. He has his job to do. We have to be different and then be belayv echad. That's the vote, no? It's a double poshut. I don't know. We somehow missing the plot here somewhere. But that's what he says. The mitzvah pratis. Wow. Mitzvah pratis. Yeah. Koleles kol anshei uma. Kol echad lefi erkoi. Each person has to find his value, his connection, where this resonates with him. That's why in the Torah we only find hints to this, ramozim. Yisrael b'tach b'Hashem, v'yishayo oime, b'tchu b'Hashem ad-e ad. By the way, ad, very interesting, ad, Gematria 74, that's the Shem Hashem of B'tochen. It's brought down in the Svarim Kadoshim, that ad is the 74, is the name, ad is the name of Hashem in B'tochen, whatever that means. So b'toch b'Hashem ad, until you get to that level of 74. 74 is the days from, I think it's from Yom Kippur or Shana Rabbah. No, it's from Yom Kippur to Zois Chanukah, 74. B'tach b'Hashem ad ad. If you didn't make it on Yom Kippur, B'tach b'Hashem ad ad until the 74th, and you can do tshuva again the same way as you do tshuva on Yom Kippur on Zois Chanukah. So again, just while it's here, I thought I'd show off a little bit. there's nothing to do with us right now. Well, that's the, just you'll find it useful later, maybe one day. V'inyan ki yesh betochen moisri, ke betochen ha'ama botech b'hamelech, she daig l'mechsoirim, v'yesh betochen tivi. There's betochen that you have through mechsoirah, that you know that the king was going to look after, he's going to take care of what you need. And then there's betochen tivi. Kama isha botech es b'vaylek, ki yodeg l'kol mechsoirah, like a woman has betochen an husband, children have betochen on their parents, that they'll take care of them. Child doesn't have to learn share betochen to get lunch. He comes home from school, his mother gives him lunch. There's someone taking care of him. To do targilim on this betochen. It comes TV. He's got it natural, yeah? Father will look after his father's the king. He look after his son the way he looks after himself. Kol Im kein hu yoshenu. Hashem has all these qualities. He's our father, he's our king, and therefore he's the one that redeems us. ובסיבס האמונה כי השם דבוק לנברויוב, להכין להם טרפון וצלחם, להגן עליהם מהמדווה והחוילי והעדה, עניונים הדרושים. So as a result of the אמונה, of this thing called אמונה, that Hashem is cleaving, Hashem is close to his creatures, and he provides them with everything they need. And he protects them from all the difficulties and the worries and the problems. That's why what's going on now is there's a nisoin gadol b'imuna. Nisoin gadol b'imuna, this. You see things which fly in the face. You see tzaddikim, gadol l'olam. You know how much we've lost in this plague. There's a mabul v'rayin, and it challenges your imuna. Yeah, it says Hashem protects him and all and then the Gemara says that Magaifa Enu Mafkin Ben Tzalik Rosha, you can be the biggest tzaddik, the law zelacha. Makorepo, it's a big nisoin in imuna. A person has to hold patya, not posh. We speak to people today, I'm Mubabele Tarosh. People are confused, people don't know. The news can destroy a person's imuna in one day. You have to be very careful, it's not posh. Hashem cares about us more than we care about ourselves. When we're in tzar, Hashem is with us. He's got tzar when we're in tzar. He's with us here in the tzar. And he's the only balei yecholet. He's the only one that does anything, can do anything. The true, eternal one. He knows everything, all the hidden things. He knows what's going on in every molecule, every cell of our minds. He cares about them and he's worried about them and doing for them more than they care about themselves. A person sits calm, secure, tranquil. And he doesn't do the means, he doesn't do the ishtadus that he has to do. Rak lama shi'tilu ala nivroim gzeira bo yisbaroch. He only does what was goyze on him from Hashem. As the Chovas HaLavavos in Shara B'tochen says. Vezea inye nikra obo tadabek. That's what it means to cleave to Hashem. Shekiven shi'tzura odom shehu dovik. Since he cleaves to the Hashgoch El Yoina, we haven't got time now, we'll just read it, and tomorrow maybe we'll speak it out a little bit more. Since he's Dovuk to the Hashgoch El Yoina, that Hashem is taking care of everything, and he feels, he magish, not intellectualizes, we magish, that Hashem cares about him more than he cares about himself. Hashem wants you to be more successful than you want to be successful. I know your ka'evim, your pains or whatever. Person sits tranquil, doesn't worry about anything, because what your ability is going to help against Hashem? Hashem feels you and he knows what you're lacking. That's called dveikus, obviously. That's the Meshes Chochma. Okay, we just read it once. Obviously, we don't understand what we've read. That's good. Metz Hashem, will go through this again tomorrow. This is a whole shir on its own, this Meshes Chochma. Metz Hashem, will do that tomorrow. Ad Khan, have a good day. Rav Avram, where are you? Avram Marks is here.
Yeah. Hi.
Okay, Shom.